I'm Umar, the team lead content creator at Stonefly Inc., and helping me out with this podcast is Kai Snoody. He's the digital marketing executive at Stonefly. Joining us for this webinar is Mo Tamasabi. Mo is the founder and CEO of Stonefly Inc. Thank you for joining us, Mo. Today, we're talking about enterprise cloud storage. We'll be discussing public clouds like Azure, AWS, and Stonefly's private cloud as viable data storage repositories. So as we know, the market is moving to cloud integration, cloud first policies are trending, and cloud has become an important part of a lot of businesses. So what is one of the best use cases of enterprise cloud storage in your opinion, Mo?
Yeah, so looking at the cloud, it seems like the best use cases we have seen that people can easily move to the cloud, their workload is the backup and disaster recovery. And one of the reasons for that is that, every backup that we do, we follow a rule that we have to have a remote copy of our data and ability to recover from any disaster, either as retrieving the files or, the machine that was lost to, entire sites that might go, as a result of, the natural disaster or any other disaster that we might lose the site, and ability to be able to actually have business continuity. And so that cloud provides that, almost seamlessly if you know how to do it, or you have a vendor which basically has experience in implementing such a solution. And so backup and disaster recovery is one of the best use cases I've seen, which is almost, if I would say all the businesses that are interested to stay in business, they need to have that. Being is just a business continuity part, or is that part of the compliance? There's lots of businesses, they do have required compliances which require them to have that such a copy outside and be able to recover from any disaster. And those might be like law enforcement, CJIS, FedRAMP, and HIPAA or some other things that the compliance require for you to be in the cloud. So that's what I see the best use cases around, being the cloud, using cloud as a backup and disaster recovery.
Okay. So there are many vendors on the market. So how can an enterprise choose the right vendor for their business data protection requirements?
Yeah, so most of the people have to look at what their requirement is for a couple of things is that, recovery time objective, which is basically, how fast they have to recover from a disaster and get back in the business, and, how far back they want to go. So there is some parameters they have to look at, and that has to do with timing and how far back they want to go recover, and those requirements actually translates to what products they can use or what services they can use and so on and so forth, and what the costs associated with those services. So, for example, if somebody needs to have going back in the sense maybe like 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 days, how far can you go back and be okay with the workload that you have, and that one thing, and then secondly, how fast can you require to get back in business or restore your business or whatever that it went down. So these are the two basic parameters you've got to have before even you just start looking at any kind of disaster recovery. And based on those, then you can choose a vendor which can deliver those services. For example, it says, I want to be able to go back in, go back in like maybe not more than 15 minutes, so my backup behind from the my on-prem workload about, let's say, 15 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes or half an hour. So that point you have to choose the vendor can deliver those parameters. And then the type of cloud that you would use to be able to deliver those services, that's important. And so we look at public cloud, we look at private cloud, and there is some differences in these two. And then exactly translates to those two parameters that we talked about. And then the next one is of course the reliability of the the cloud vendor as far as ability to help you out with the questions, with problems, and any emergencies you have, or even ongoing operations. Because when you are looking at this on daily basis, there's so many moving parts in the backup that can fail every day, and then somebody needs to basically always watch these and fix that and put it back in there and so on and so forth. Because you're looking at all the servers and workstations and everything else, and your network and the software that has to deal with that, and the agents and all that kind of things, or other things that it has to back up the databases or other things. So there's just so many moving parts in the backup that can cause problems, and so vendor has to be able to help you out. And then that would be one of the areas I would really look at. And then the second thing is that the vendor should have some technology, be able to understand the technology of a backup and disaster recovery. Hopefully they have some utilities or some products can help you out to automate this process. And then the cloud itself, what kind of cloud you are in. You're in the public cloud, you're in the private cloud, or you can have the choice of either or. And it depends on the your requirement is that, for example, you are going to spin up virtual machines in the cloud, and have your workload running, and you need more control over those workload in the cloud. So you have to choose the right cloud that is able to do that and give you the access and security to be able to run your workload in the cloud. Or if you are thinking just retention policy, long-term retention policy, maybe another type of cloud, which is public cloud, may be just suitable, because the as far as the maintaining such a cloud infrastructure, public cloud has been proven to be very reliable, and be able to provide the security and the long-term retention policies that mostly backups needs.
Yeah, just a quick recap. So the best use case is the redundancy, and that's one of the reasons why cloud backups is being adopted, and one of the reasons why you advise it is that the people can protect what's important in an offsite way, and have a way to recover instead of keeping everything on the same site. So that's one of the use cases, and
It's cost effective, it's very cost effective.
yeah.
You don't have to invest in capital expenditure, and then you leverage a lot of the infrastructures that's already built. The security, one of the biggest things, is already built. The process is already built. It's the backup as a service. It's probably one of the best use cases for cloud,
Best use case.
and
And
it saves people a lot of money and headache.
yeah, and the right vendor would be the kind of vendor who knows what they're doing and who has a way to give you options when it comes to recovery time objectives and recovery point objectives. Like, you can choose your RTOs and RPOs. That helps you to choose what you can recover, how long you can recover it, and that also helps to keep control of the cost. Like, if a company needs their data but not as much as they they have the budget, so they can compromise on the RTOs and RPOs, and then they can have the budget they want, but the vendor should be capable enough to give them those options. So yeah, just you already answered this question, but just to clarify, when you look at public clouds and private clouds in the context of cloud backups, which do you think, or which would you advise as a better option?
Well, both of them are good options. It depends on the customer requirements, you know, and that has to do with, you know, what kind of workload they have and what is the expectation they have. You know, the public cloud is more general, so the services they provide is for everybody, so it's not really as much customized. So they provide excellent infrastructure, the uptime, they provide excellent security, and they provide excellent tools. And if the vendor has the, you know, some of their technology in the cloud and be able to help you out to, you know, kind of package everything for you in the public cloud, is one of the best choices that you might have. A combination of their technology and the cloud technology, and then their services, you know, it can complete the whole package, and then they would be very, you know, very attractive. Now, public, private cloud is more or less has to be, you know, when you have a specific requirement. For example, you not want to be in a shared resource area, so you want to be exclusively running your own, you know, let's say dedicated resources, and that's probably a very good choice. Or you might have some requirement that you, you know, you would have a specific performance or load that you need to, you know, spin up, for example, in the you know, shorter period of time, and so you need a much, much higher performance or have much better control over the performance of the recovery and then the, you know, the workload that you need. So these are some of the thing is that is a specific, if it's a specific to the customer, so, and it needs to be discussed at the time with the vendor. And hopefully vendor that they choose to talk to, you know, understands all the options that available to the customer and can offer to the customer.
Okay, thank you very much for your valuable insights. Sure. And answers for this question and your time. So I think we have pretty much covered everything we had for this podcast. Thank you very much for your time. And
thank you.
And those who are listening to us, they can follow us and subscribe to us. If you have any questions, you can write it down in the comment sections and we will answer your questions as soon as possible. So thank you, everyone, for your time. Thank you, those who are joining us on this podcast.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.